From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Egypt's vice president resigned hours before the final phase of voting on the constitution. NPR's Leila Fadel reports the vice president led attempts by the embattled President Mohamed Morsi at national dialogue in the days leading up to the vote on the constitution.
Vice President Mahmoud Meki issued a statement saying he first submitted his resignation to the president early last month, but until today, the political climate forced him to stay on. In a statement, Meki said that he realized the nature of politics didn't suit his profession as a judge. The statement hinted at dissatisfaction with Islamist President Mohamed Morsi's policies. Morsi enraged the opposition and a majority of judges when he issued decrees that put himself above the law last month, before rushing an imperfect constitution to a referendum. Meki defended those policies as Morsi's deputy, despite his history as an activist for the independence of the judiciary. It was unclear if Meki's resignation had anything to do with a clause in Egypt's constitution that eliminates the position of vice president. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Police in India used tear gas and water cannons to break up mass demonstrations in the capital, New Delhi, today. Protesters are demanding justice for a student who was gang-raped in a bus last weekend. NPR's Julie McCarthy is following the march and says police have also been beating demonstrators.
The crowds are choking, putting handkerchiefs over their mouths so that they can breathe. And by the thousands, they are now repairing back to India Gate. It's not clear where this demonstration is going. The determination of demonstrators is extremely high. But this use of force against them today is dispersing them for the moment. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, in Central Delhi.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today he welcomed the nomination of Senator John Kerry to be Secretary of State. He said Kerry is experienced and a known supporter of Israel's security. President Obama nominated Kerry yesterday. The president is in Hawaii to celebrate Christmas. No public events are scheduled, but tomorrow he'll attend a memorial service for the late Senator Daniel Inouye. Before leaving Washington last night, the president recorded his weekly address with some help from the First Lady.
And on behalf of my favorite Americans, Michelle, Malia, Sasha, and Beau, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy holidays.
House Speaker John Boehner delivered the Republican address. He urged Democrats to work with Republicans to avert the so-called fiscal cliff.
Hope springs eternal, and I know we have it in us to come together and to do the right thing.
Unless they can reach agreement by the end of the year, income tax rates will go up and spending will be cut throughout the federal government. This is NPR News from Washington. A winter storm is complicating travel in many parts of the U.S. this weekend. Several inches of snow fell today in parts of Pennsylvania. Daniel Carson reports this is expected to be the busiest holiday travel season in 6 years.
Americans are shrugging off the snowstorms, heavy rain, and fog that are causing flight delays and traffic jams. AAA predicts more than 93 million people will travel this weekend, packing hotels, airports, and roads. Personal incomes rose last month, so AAA spokeswoman Heather Hunter says that's putting more money in people's wallets.
People do have a bit more money for travel. Also, any of the pent-up demand after the recession, when a lot of people pulled back, is starting to work itself through.
Economic growth and the jobs market are picking up, and that's good news for two key industries. After a nearly two-year slump, hotels are seeing their occupancy rates steadily climb, and airlines have been packing planes at record levels. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
A pharmacy connected to the deadly meningitis outbreak this year has filed for bankruptcy protection. The New England Compounding Center said it's facing 130 lawsuits, and another 270 people have filed claims saying they were injured by contaminated steroid injections. Filing bankruptcy protects the companies from its creditors while it reorders debts under the supervision of a bankruptcy judge. Writer Larry L. King has died. His wife said he died at a retirement home in Washington, D.C. Thursday night. No cause was given. King wrote a magazine article that became a Broadway musical that became a movie starring Burt Reynolds, the best little whorehouse in Texas. Larry L. King was 83. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.